Well, it always seems as though there are plenty of scams going on. Plenty of people out there who would like to separate me from my money and maybe you from your money. And one of the agencies that does a lot to try and help protect us is the Bureau of Consumer Protection and our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Janet Jenkins, administrator there. It's great to have her back to talk about consumer protection issues, complaints. You may have something that's happened to you that you'd like to talk with her about. I hope you'll join us. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Janet, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
One of the newest scams in computing is called smishing, is it?
Smishing.
Yeah, it's a twist on phishing.
It is, and it gets the SMS for short message from short message service, which is texting. So it's a phishing by texting.
Phishing by texting. Okay, and what happens?
Well, consumers will get a text message on their phones, and it may say something like, we're canceling your credit card in 24 hours. Please call X number. This is urgent. And if you call that number, or usually it's an email number that you can text back to, it will start asking you for personally identifiable information like social security number, date of birth, credit card number. So it's simply a new way or a different way of getting personal information, this time by using text messages as opposed to emails or phone calls.
Or back in the day, letters.
Letters, right, letters.
So the kind of the scam sort of the idea still stays there. They just change the medium.
Yes, and
the message stays pretty much the same.
Exactly, and as technology changes, I'm sure there will be multiple other ways of trying to part people from their money.
How do you prevent something like that?
I think the easiest way to prevent it is, first of all, don't respond to it. I mean, if it, appears like it might be legitimate, like, it has your bank's name under it, don't respond to the email address that's given. Don't call the number that might be given, but look up the number of your bank and call it and ask them whether or not they've sent you this message.
Or your credit card company.
But, always be wary of something that says urgent in a text message, and also that something that doesn't seem quite right. Now, sometimes one can be fooled quite easily because there will be a message saying that you owe such and such for something you purchased at such and such store, but you never did. Those companies, if you owe them money, they're not going to text you about it. If you want, take a look at your credit card bill to make sure that you didn't buy anything and it's not on your bill, or look at your bank account statements. But you just need to be extremely wary of any kinds, whether it's a text, a call, or an email.
Let's take some calls. Ann in Viroqua has a question for you, so let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just had a comment to make about 10 years ago. There were all these warnings about rogue contractors and beware of everyone, and I was a landscape contractor at the time. And it made the atmosphere rather difficult because people were just so ready to believe you were ripping them off, and it was difficulty with really having to stick with what was in the contract. And since then, I've worked with different housing organizations and rehab for low to moderate income individuals, and, you know, it's always the contractor's fault, and they haven't read the contract as to what is actually in it, but this heightened suspicion that was created with this whole, I remember, with the whole television campaign, and just wondered what your guest's response to that was, seeing as most of these people are just mom-and-pop contractors. They are, like, for my instance, myself, I live in a small town. Word would get out pretty darn quick if you're actually ripping old people off or whatever.
Yeah, and I frankly, on this program, I can remember many times saying or having you or someone else connected with Consumer Protection to say, work with people you know. There are a lot of times people, I know itinerant contractors, for example, who come in when there are problems, hail or flooding or whatever, and create it, you know, and they're there, you don't know who they are. And so, and Jan's probably, you're probably going to agree with her about.
I think there are two sides to this. I agree with you, Ann, that, you know, above board contractors can get a very bad reputation needlessly and wrongfully. There are, as Larry indicated, though, there are transient or itinerant contractors that go and travel throughout the state, usually in the summertime, all over, talking people into having their driveways blacktopped, you know, having roofs repaired after storms, things of that nature. So, I mean, there are both perfectly wonderful contractors, and there are contractors who just want to defraud people. What we always suggest, as Larry indicated, is deal with local contractors whenever you can. And also, you know, if there's a question about a contractor, give Consumer Protection a call, because we can tell the caller whether or not we have any complaints against that particular business. And I would encourage you, Ann, if people say, you know, something like that or to you, is you say, why don't you give Consumer Protection a call? And you'll see I'm not on their list of contractors. And so it's a difficult issue, because there's, like many things, there are most businesses are, you know, perfectly legitimate and follow the law. But, you know, there are always businesses who want to defraud people, too.
And your 800 number, by the way, what is it? 800-422-7128.
Exactly.
Okay, 800-422-7128. Thanks, Ann, for calling. Tony in Waukesha will turn to you. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I just happened, you know, I listen to your channel all the time. It's great, great stuff.
Thank you.
I just had a call here. I'm turning 65 in December, and I just had a call from somebody trying to talk me into some service. Medicare stuff. And as he's talking, I'm like, I said, how did you get my number? He says, well, we have to get the numbers. And I said, well, why don't you give me your name, number, and address? I says, I'm on a no-call list. I don't think you're supposed to be calling me. He says, oh, well, sometimes the name slips through. Now, I'm getting inundated in mail from these people, and now they're calling me. And how do I stop that?
Well, I would hope you would report those telemarketing calls to Consumer Protection, so we know that they're out there, and so we can take action to stop them from happening. There's nothing we can do about the mail you get, we always suggest to consumers who get these calls is to try and get as much information from them as possible, even though it's kind of a pain for you to stay on the line for a few minutes. But the more information you can get, the easier it is for us to be able to track them down and take enforcement action so they stop telemarketing.
Now, is there a number I can call that they can,
sure,
you know, turn them in, or
sure. Sure, that's AIM 800 number. If you have got a pen there, 800-422-7128. So it's 422-7128.
Because this is the second call I've gotten like that. The first one I got, as I was talking to the, it was a lady, and she said that, well, I'm using my husband's line. You know, in other words,
she wasn't going to give you her number.
That was the way she got around it. I'm not using my business line. I'm using my husband's phone.
Well, what's your business phone then? Yeah. So there are ways, but I tell you what, get what information, as Janet says, get all the information you can get and call that 800-422-7128. Thanks for calling, Tony. And this seems to be, is this kind of the time of the year, or is there more of that kind of stuff happens, or is it just all year round?
I think it's pretty much all year round. I think, though, that again, given the huge market there is for personal information, that just includes even names, telephone numbers, addresses, maybe dates of birth, that telemarketers are much more sophisticated in targeting their telemarketing to the specific demographic group, that there are. But so I think it's gone down. It had gone down a little bit with, I think, the economy, but it never goes away. I don't imagine it ever will go away. So, we need all the help we can get from consumers to, be our ears, in the case of telemarketing, out there to let us know that they've received these calls and so that we can take enforcement action.
Yeah, you bet. Bill and Altoona, we'll get to you. Well, let's go to you right now. If you have a quick question. Bill, are you there? Oh.
Sure. Recently, I moved to the Eau Claire area and signed up for AT&T DSL service, and they advertise the rate of $15 a month. And the big issue I have is that for the last 4 months, they've been charging me at the $40 rate. And every time I call, they said fixed, and I'll be on hold for an hour, and then they'll eventually say it's fixed, and you'll get refunds. Well, essentially, I've been paying this $40 plus tax for the last 4 months, and the issue hasn't been resolved. So I was just wondering, should I call the consumer protection line?
Okay, and well, stay listening. I tell you what, we'll be Janet Jenkins will have some comments about that right after we take a quick look at the news. So, Bill, hang in there. Janet Jenkins, Administrator of the Bureau of Consumer Protection in our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our guest here today. Talking consumer issues, consumer protection issues today here on the Ideas Network with Janet Jenkins, Administrator in the Bureau of Consumer Protection here in our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much for listening in. Questions? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Janet, we had someone who signed up for AT&T on a $15 a month plan. Then the bill comes and it's $40, and he calls and they go, okay, we'll straighten it out. And no, they don't. So he gets another bill for the next month. And pretty soon he's got 4 months. He's been paying $40 a month when he should have been paying $15.
That's one of the most annoying situations that consumers run into, and it typically happens with very large organizations like AT&T and other telecommunications providers. I think Bill was your name. And so, Bill, what I would do is there is a law that prohibits companies from advertising one price and then charging you a different price. That applies to telecommunications providers like AT&T, just as it applies to all other types of business. Again, I'd ask you to call our hotline, 800-422-7128. We're going to ask you to fill out a written complaint so we can have whatever bills you may have and those kinds of documents so that we can take a look at this Most likely, we will first try and contact AT&T on your behalf to see if we can get this resolved. And where we go from there depends on what happens in the first step.
How they respond, yeah. But typically, when a company gets a call from your agency, you're going to usually there. You get some compliance.
Many times.
Not more every time.
More often than not, but not every time, unfortunately.
Okay, there you go, Bill. Thanks a lot for calling. And again, it's 800-422-7128. Again, you can join in with your question for Janet at 1-800-642-1234. Jim and Hayward, we'll go to you now. Thank you for calling.
It's Tim, Larry.
Tim, sorry. Tim, yeah, thank you for calling. Go ahead. What's your concern?
Well, a little cure that my father developed up here at the resort for unwanted calls, and now that we get so many of them, is when you go to your fishing tackle store, you can buy a small aerosol foghorn. And it's amazing how you don't get a repeat call once you've let that loose into the receiver.
Whoa. I don't know. Could you get in trouble for doing that, Janet?
It's certainly possible that you could, but I understand the sentiment and why you do that.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for calling. The foghorn trick. All right. Jeff in Green Bay, we'll go to you. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Larry. Thanks for the show.
Sure.
The question I had, we've had home improvements in our at our residence, particularly plumbers have come in, and they'll charge a flat fee just to show up at your door, and you don't know what they're going to charge when, you know, they'll give you an estimate for an improvement and then do the improvement. It can be several hundred dollars, and I'm wondering if that fee that they charge for just showing up at the door stifles healthy competition between competitor firms.
Well, I certainly can't answer from an economist's point of view whether that stifles healthy competition. I can tell you that it's legal to do that as long as you are told ahead of time what that flat charge is going to be for showing up at your door.
Okay, so they can do it. Whether or not, you know, everybody charges the... And you're saying they charge the same amount, Jeff, everybody.
Yeah, it's a flat $45 for just showing up at your door.
Yeah. And are you saying that's for every plumber or just the ones you deal with?
The one I've dealt with primarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they can do that.
Perhaps what you should do is when you contact them, ask them if they have such a charge. And if they do, perhaps you want to check around and see if there are plumbing businesses that don't.
Yeah. Yeah, there may be. There may be some out there. Thanks, Jeff. Carol in Plymouth, on to you. Hi, Carol.
Hi there. I'm calling to ask if you have any knowledge of the concept of liability coverage or any other kind of coverage for people who are who have pictures taken and are put without their knowledge on Facebook or other accounts on the internet, and that would also involve businesses. If a person from a business had his business, let's say, photographed in a questionable or negative way, if there's any kind of coverage for either a business or an individual from anyone that you know of, any insurance or any of the state, anybody?
No, I'm sorry. I can't answer that question because I don't know. If the question is about insurance, you might want to contact the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for Wisconsin. I don't have that number. And check with what they may know. But I'm sorry, that's the best I can do for you.
That's one we can't help you with today. I'm sorry too, Carol. But thanks for calling and do follow up. Appreciate it. Greg in Milwaukee, on to you. Hi, Greg.
Hi, good afternoon. What I have here is AT&T. They're so big, and ever since I got what I thought was a wonderful deal with DSL service for my internet,
Yep.
Every month for the past 10 months, they have completely got my bill incorrect. I have two lines that go to my home. They have twice made both lines internet service. They've taken internet service off of one line and billed me for the other line, which I don't have. They keep getting it wrong. The customer service people are very nice. I've dealt with 70 people so far. They all attempt to ratify it. And eventually, a month or so later, it does wash out. But I have to go through this every single month. My time, which is very valuable. Can I have a penalty charge against them, against AT&T?
You do have the right, Greg, to, if you want, take them to court and ask for compensation. I don't know for sure that the court will grant you any, because what you're talking about is your time and your annoyance, which I don't blame you for one bit. But again, you know, if you contact Consumer Protection, file a complaint with us, we aren't going to be able to get you any refunds because you haven't been out money. Mm-hmm. But we can certainly, you know, look into it and hopefully get AT&T to straighten what you claim happened out.
Yeah, straighten out the billing procedure. So it wouldn't hurt to at all to file a complaint with your office.
No, and in fact, even if consumers have not lost money, we do encourage them to contact us because they, you know, if we can change some policy or procedure, that goes a long way to helping other consumers avoid the same annoyances and issues that you've run into.
Yeah, and hopefully eliminate your aggravation as well at the same time. So good luck, Greg. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Mark in River Falls, let us go to you. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going back to the concept of the talking of telemarketers. And I have been receiving for the past, I don't know, 6-8 months or so, at least 3 or 4 calls per week where the call will be made, I'll answer it, and there will be no one there. And about 30 minutes to about an hour and 45 later, I'll get a telemarketer call. Have you heard of these? I guess they're kind of a preparatory kind of a calls. And what can I do about them?
Well, usually the ones I hear about are the ones I get myself, where you pick up the phone and there's nobody there. I don't get a call back later on. There's just no one there. We do have some laws in Wisconsin that deal with automatic dialers, or predictive dialers, which is what you're talking about. Apparently, there's some kind of technology or through experience that, you know, the phones in these boiler rooms is what we call them. You know, they call a new number every so many seconds. And so if the person's still on another call, your call is going to be empty. So again, you know, file a complaint with us at Consumer Protection. And we certainly will do what we can to stop that. You can also, if you can ever call them back, which you may not be able to do, is to ask them to take you off their list, their calling list. And they are supposed to do that if you call and ask them.
Wow.
I understand that. Now, the preparatory call on it, I have reported that to the online agency. But unfortunately, then I get another number calling, whether it's from Minnesota or wherever it might be, Michigan or Wisconsin. So I guess I just need to follow up with it.
Yeah, I think you need to follow up with it. And I think what Janet was explaining, too, is that it wasn't necessarily a call to find out if you were home, but I think it's as she described it, because this has happened to us too. You know, you pick up the phone, it's dead, or there's nobody there. I think it's because, as she said, with this automatic dialing system they've got going. It just keeps dialing numbers, whether the person is on the phone trying to make a sale or not. And so if that person is engaged, it's just turns into a hang up. So I'm not so sure that it's a call in prep in sort of in advance to see if you're home and then call.
You're right. I certainly could be, but our experience in consumer protection is that it's not that it's just one of these automatic dialing systems where the person, the real person on the other end, isn't keeping up with the automatic dialer, but it certainly could be a preparatory call.
No. There you go, Mark. Thank you for calling. By the way, you can join in, too, with your questions. Maybe you've got a complaint you'd like to discuss at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. You wanted to bring something else up.
I did, because it fits in with Mark's call, and it's this idea of what you spoke about earlier about the teeny tiny charges.
Yeah.
What happens there and what those are, another word for it is pinging. When someone wants to use your credit card or debit card because somehow they got the number, they will often run through a charge that might be for a dollar. And what they're doing there is they are preparing by seeing if your credit card company will accept that charge. The next thing that usually happens is there will be charges that you didn't make for lots more money than just the dollar. So, again, it's important to, keep looking at, especially if you bank online or have your credit card account online, look for those charges because they are certainly a red flag that somebody has your identity, because most of us never charge anything for a dollar.
Right.
Except in unusual circumstances.
Patty and Eau Claire, we're on to you now. Patty, what's on your mind?
Yes. Good afternoon. I've been getting this advertiser newspaper thing called The Buck. And I try to contact places to save on junk mail and say, I don't want this. And I contacted them, and there was a local number on the paper. I called them, and they said they didn't have anything to do with the mailing list. I had to write a letter to a direct marketing, I think it was in California, and send them a dollar.
Send them a dollar?
Send them a dollar to be taken off the list. Now, that really infuriated me, but I did send the dollar. I was taken off the list for a few months, and now I'm getting it again. I mean, why can't I just call the number and say, take me, I don't want this thing?
Well, there really aren't, like, the no-call law is unique in the sense that it applies to calls or other electronic communications like texting. Or email, but it does not apply to things that are hard copies that are delivered, like all the junk mail that we receive, daily. There is an association called the Direct Marketing Association, and if you can Google them and go to their website, they have a voluntary program that you can sign up for, and it will you will stop getting many of the mailings you're getting now. I know I did that because I was getting, tons of, pre-approved credit card offers.
Right.
And you can sign up, I believe, for as much as 5 years. Now, remember, it's voluntary, but legitimate businesses really don't want to annoy people who don't want to get their mail. So, it does reduce it. It doesn't eliminate it, but it does reduce it.
Well, what about the dollar? I already sent in the dollar. What is that legal?
I don't know to whom you sent in the
Direct
dollar.
Direct Marketing Association. When I called the buck, the local number, they said they had nothing to do with it, and it was direct marketing. And I sent them a dollar, and they cashed it.
Well, you know, I've signed up for this service, and I was never charged. I don't know that they can't charge. But did you check out specifically the Direct Marketing Association website?
Yes, and I saw what you said, but it made me leery because, you know, we're also told that if you click on unsubscribe or if you sign up for stuff like that, all it means is you're legitimizing your address and then you're going to get more stuff. And what about the people, the local people that send this stuff out? The number on the magazine.
Well, you can certainly contact the publisher of that magazine if you can determine who it is and ask that you be taken off. But none of us, to my knowledge, have the right to say no mail. You know, there's not a no mail law like there is a no call law. So, and that's unfortunate, but it's just the way
just
it is.
The way it is. Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry for that problem, but you know, it's only a buck, but I would keep after it if I were you, Patty. I would call the publisher or contact the publisher somehow and see if you can't get some response. Thanks for calling. Katie in Menominee, Michigan. We'll go to you. Hi, Katie.
Hi. How are you doing?
Thanks for calling. I'm doing fine.
I have a very, very strange request or just a comment that I want to make. I am so sick and tired in the evening of coming home from work and getting political calls that make me get up from where I am, go to answer the phone, and I just care about them. Is there a way to get my name off of getting any of these calls from any party anywhere?
That is an issue that is a problem, isn't it?
And particularly for senior citizen people, it is a huge, huge inconvenience.
Right. It is an inconvenience for many. You could ask the particular campaign or party to take your name off.
It's usually a recording.
But you're not entitled to get your name off. And the reason for that is that political speech is protected by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So that's why we still get all of those calls, especially during election season.
Yeah, there are a lot of them in there. Frankly, there really isn't much you can do about it, short of just not answering, getting up and answering the phone.
Right, because many of them won't leave a message. So don't answer the phone. Go back when you feel like it. See if it's anything. But, you know, it's one of those situations that we just... is part of our law, and so we can't do anything about it.
You're in Eau Claire. We go there. Hello.
Yes, hello.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a question about the new law I thought that was passed this summer regarding airline tickets, that when a person purchase a ticket, they have within 24 hours to change their mind. However, I did that yesterday with American Airlines, and they wouldn't give me assigned seat. So I told them to refund my money so I can go buy a ticket from someone else who would give me the seat. They told me that that was not something they could do. So I'd like to see if you can explain the new law exactly how it works.
I honestly don't know what the new law is or says, and the reason for that is airline regulations are handled by the federal government. The state has no, or any state, has no authority over airlines whatsoever. What I would suggest you do is that if you have access to the internet, airlines are regulated by the Federal Aeronautics Aviation, the FAA. And so I would suggest you go online, find the FAA, And there may be numbers to contact. There may be information there that will answer your questions. But that's the federal agency that regulates airlines.
So there you have it. And thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. And Janet, thank you for coming by again. And the number again is for complaints, filing a complaint?
1-800-422-7128.
1-800-422-7128. Thanks again, Janet.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Janet Jenkins is administrator of the Bureau of Consumer Protection in the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I'm sure we'll have her back and we'll deal with some of these issues again. Some of them are really infuriating, aren't they? Boy. Tell you what, we have a Garden Talk show coming up tomorrow. Hey, that means it's Friday. That's right. Friday, and we'll be looking at Garden Talk and our UW Fruit team. Dan Maher, Patricia McManus, and Rebecca Harbutt join us. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.